Welcome to PR Unpacked, the podcast where we dive deep into the art and science of public relations, storytelling, and brand strategy. I'm Paola, and I'm thrilled to be here alongside my co-hosts, Robin and Brian. Today, we're exploring a powerful theme, persuasive writing and communication. Joining us is our special guest, Duncan Breyer, Communication Coordinator for Senator Dean. Duncan will share invaluable insights on how communication shapes not only the world around us, but also plays an important role in the political landscape. Let's jump in.
Hi guys, I'm Robin Aguilar and I'll be conducting the interview today. First of all, thank you so much, Duncan, for joining us here today on PR Unpacked. Could you start off by just introducing yourself to our listeners, who you are, your job title, and briefly explain what it is you do on a day-to-day basis?
My name is Duncan Breyer. My job title is Communications Coordinator and Policy Analyst for Senator Judith Zaffirini. On a day-to-day basis, the senator likes to post on Facebook every day, once a week. She sends out an electric newsletter. In addition to that, we usually get a couple media requests per week. And then I do speech writing for the senator, which at this time of year, she has about one or two per week.
And then what role does persuasive writing play in public relations?
Well, I would say it's central to it. I would define persuasion as wanting others to come to your point of view. And I think that's sort of the goal in public relations, for others to see the issue as you would like them to see it.
And then, so how often would you say you interact with persuasive writing daily?
Always, especially working for an elected official. You want people to see things a certain way. If you want to avoid negativity and people arguing in your comments, or certainly not against you, or even among themselves for that matter.
And then you kind of were talking about how you'd write like speeches and things like that. So like, what kind of persuasive pieces does your job require you to write?
Well, the last speech for an event the senator has tonight. She's receiving an award from the Laredo Economic Development Corporation. They wanted to recognize her for her work in founding Texas A&M International University in Laredo. And she was making the argument that how integral education is, and higher education in particular, to economic development, and how the establishment of Texas A&M spurred all this, I would say, even exogenous to the institution itself, spurred a lot of development in Laredo. So that argument, you know, she is conveying that in her speech to the audience there. And underlying all that is, you want to make make her speech compelling to an audience that would make them more inclined to support higher education in Laredo.
And then what are some like key techniques you use when you're writing?
Not even just in writing. I like to see things from other people's point of view and present my argument in a way that would be compelling to them because of who they are. I mean, I think especially in politics, there are certain things, even if it's a certain point that a Democrat could agree with, a Republican could agree with, on the merits, you're still presenting that in different ways and trying to appeal to your sort of impression of what they'd be more interested in hearing. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that goes for all things, and I was just giving an example.
What techniques would you recommend for conducting interviews? Is that something that is within your job scope, like with your research?
Yeah, I think for instance, for every speech, for every, if it was an op-ed I had to write, I will always call someone. Mm-hmm. Coordinating the event on their end and try to get an impression for what they would like for her to talk about, their like, and what may appeal to them. When my policy hat is on, it's a similar thing. Like, I want to get people to talk a lot and to talk about themselves.
So I know you play a vital communicative role in the office. What would you say is the hardest part about effectively communicating?
The hardest part about effectively communicating, I would say it's like having like discipline, especially in politics, like because people feel very strongly about things and rhetoric can get very heated. I think it's important to be disciplined and patient and not always like take the bait on certain issues.
How do you stay on top of communication trends or like social media trends, especially those that influence public opinion?
I've had my Twitter for a few years. That's like not, it's like pseudonymous. It's not in my name. But like that's how I get a sort of feel for the vibe. I think especially in regards to like social media and stuff, it's good to be like receptive to what younger people are thinking and, mm-hmm. and saying and feeling about issues, even if I don't necessarily agree with it. Even as I do get older, it's something that I hope to continue doing, to be open to what like younger generation mm-hmm. feel.
So we talked about challenges with persuasive writing, but could you speak to any challenges in balancing persuasive writing with transparency and authenticity, especially in political communication?
I mean, I would say as a rule, it's always best to be honest.
Like give out... Yeah, like
in general, I said 2 minutes ago that when, that you want to talk to people in a way that's appealing to them and mm-hmm. appealing to their interests. But you can do that. You can make an argument to say person D one way and person R another way. And, you're still being honest. I think when you... Lying, I think, is never in someone's interest
yeah.
in public relations, because like once you lie, it's like you would have to be committed to that,
mm-hmm.
forever. And I imagine it would be tough to keep up with.
Mm-hmm. And is it hard to like keep out any like biases you might have or with the writing?
Of course, I think everyone is shaped and influenced by, how they grew up, what their mm-hmm. interests are. I mean, I don't think in my case that I feel, I guess in my case, while I feel strong about certain issues, I think I try to keep it like pretty moderate, or at least recognize when I'm not mm-hmm. In line with like what the mainstream view is. I guess self-awareness.
Yeah.
Self-awareness is an important okay. quality.
Well, that's good. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to do it.
Okay, Brian Omidon here, and that's going to wrap up this episode of PR Unpacked. A huge thank you to Duncan Breyer for sharing their expertise on persuasive writing and also communication skills. It has really been an honor to really sit, listen, and chat with you today. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a review, share with all your friends, your colleagues, your Instagram story, whatever you want to do. Make sure you come back for more. See you next episode. Bye now.